Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are broadcasting from a lovely Austin, but surprisingly chilly Texas. So, guys, we are with you experiencing this, winter as it is every year, where you have to sort of like say, "Oh my gosh, when are the flowers ever going to come up? When are the warm weather's going to ever return?" And you know what? This is the perfect time of year for you guys to be drilling down, getting your business plans done, and actually implementing some of the things we've been talking about on the radio show. Remember, you can go back and listen to all past radio shows at timandjulieharris.com. I remember when Julie and I sold a real estate in Columbus, Ohio, there was many, many times where you literally didn't want to get out of bed, let alone go out the front door and go to work. We would have inches of ice. We would have lock boxes.
Shovel your way to your listing.
Exactly. I remember going on listing presentations with you, Julie, where we would pull the car out the front, where they didn't shovel the front walk, where they didn't shovel the driveway, and you, of course, wore nice shoes, and here we had to walk through inches of snow to get to their front door.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, so guys, listen.
Well, you know, at a certain
point,
people give up on the shoveling once it gets deep enough and you get several layers of ice, and, you know, I mean, they get to the what's the point stage. I know some of you guys are going through that, especially the upper Midwest and the Northeast, and we've got some clients in Washington State that really got hit with a major snowstorm right on New Year's Day that they're still digging out, and they told me that because it hit on New Year's Day, none of the snowplows went out, and so it was like the third or the fourth before they even could get the kids to school. So we do understand, guys, and if you're listening to us in beautiful, sunny Miami or Southern California, well, you know what? Go out and enjoy your sunshine because it could be worse. And if you're not, look at it as a great work day. I mean, it's freezing cold here, and my thought was, okay, great. The cedar and juniper pollen is going to be less. Let's crack down and get some stuff done. I can breathe again. It's all good.
Well, so that the reason we're kind of telling you this, Lord, this nice little story is to remind you guys that we've been there, done that. So whatever weather-related hardships you're experiencing, we understand completely. If you're in Hawaii and, like Julie said, Southern California, Southern Florida, God bless you. But for the rest of us, hey, guess what? It's winter. And so definitely use this opportunity to get all the stuff done that you know you needed to get done. And we did some radio shows, and we're doing a radio show today, talking about all the types of things you can do to really clear the decks so you can welcome in new success. Guys, look, you are in the right place at the right time. Now it's up to you to take the right actions. So we're going to jump right back in where we left off yesterday. But before we do, Julie's got some fun emails from you guys. Keep emailing us. We love it. Tim at timandjulieharris.com or Julie at timandjulieharris.com. So Julie's got some fun emails.
Yes. And also, you guys can always send us special requests. You know, the show today as well as yesterday is a special request that we're honoring. So we do read that, and we do put together shows based on what you guys are going through and what you need. So don't hesitate to ask for something special. Wanted to give a shout-out to Andrea Cooper in Pennsylvania, who posted on our private Facebook page her beautifully done, absolutely textbook correct, per our coaching pre-listing package. Looks great, and thank you, Andrea, for posting that as an example to other people on our private Facebook page. This is a members-only page, and there's quite a few, not just Andrea's, but she's done one of the latest ones. There's also several referrals going back and forth for you guys, so if you have been invited but are not participating, make sure that you jump on there. Also, Coach Rochelle has posted some great pop-by presents and gifts and things for visiting builders, past clients, people in your center of influence. There's probably, I don't know, 10 to 15 different easy, inexpensive ideas posted right there on the Facebook page. So if you're not taking advantage of that, you're missing out. Then I wanted to point to a nice email we got from a listener in Virginia who writes, "Good morning, Tim and Julie. I was listening to the Stages of Mastery, and I was reminded of the airplane analogy again and had an epiphany." An epiphany is an aha moment. So he writes, "It's not just about the effort, but it's also about resistance. We cruise at 40,000 feet because it takes less fuel, and because we can go faster than what's possible at lower altitudes. There's just less resistance up there. And remember, guys, real estate cruising altitude is when you have your magic number taken care of, your number of listing inventory that you need at all times to fuel your business. So our listener in Virginia goes on to say, at the end of the runway, stationary, an airplane faces the maximum forces of resistance. It's the weight of the plane on the tires, the wind blowing down on the runway, the dense air pushing back. If we don't push past the resistance, we never know how great it is to get beyond it. As newer returning agents at the outset, we too face the maximum resistance. It takes incredible effort to make those first calls or to knock those first doors. Sitting on the ground in an airplane of any size, climbing to altitude might seem daunting, but we've checked the weather, our tanks are full, and we know where we're going. This is a great life, and it's only going to get better. Thanks for filling our tanks and helping with the rudder pedals. Any student pilot needs a little help getting things pointed in the right direction. Tomorrow is day one, throttles forward, and let's climb. So I thought that was a very well-written email. And, yeah, thanks for paying attention to the plane analogy. We always remind you guys, most of the fuel is spent in takeoff, not at cruising altitude, but so many of you have taken that jet off, gotten to about 1,000 feet, had a little mini freak out, and put it right back on the runway. So it's time
probably
to take off. Go ahead.
Probably the most powerful part of that email was referring to the fact that it's the start of the new year and you have to rebuild your momentum. And that's true whether you're building momentum in real estate for the first time as a new agent or whether you're rebuilding your momentum like everyone does at the start of every year. Hey, guess what? You're in sales. You guys are salespeople. That's what you do. And at the start of every year, it was literally at the start of a new year. So, yeah, it's normal to have those feelings of intrepidation, to be a little bit nervous. Can you really reproduce what you did last year? Can you do better than what you did last year? Those emotions are all normal. Don't allow those to overwhelm you. And I promise you, the way you overcome those emotions, the way you actually come to the other side of that, you know, that gauntlet of stress is to get a business plan done, get it implemented, clean your office out, put your dry erase boards up, get everything organized, and then you have to focus on the listings. Focus on the stuff that's actually going to get you to where you want to, you know, your cruising altitude as quick as possible. Guys, remember, we're going to give you the Real Estate Treasure Map. That's one of our books. Hey, if you want to go to Amazon and buy it, that's great too, but I'd like to give it to you. It's a fill-in-the-blank business plan. You get that for free. Just go to actually, it's easy. You guys are all on your desktops, most of you, and then you can just basically fill out that little form that's right below the player button on today's radio show and put your information in there. Or you can just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. That will make it so that when you fill out the little form, you can also then get the books for free. Guys, you need to be jumping on these and taking this stuff seriously. It will give you that emotional release because you'll have direction. You'll know what you're doing every day. You'll know when you're supposed to be doing it. You'll have goals with the, you know, with the action plans. You'll have worked through all of it. And I promise you, that's going to be the greatest gift you can give to yourself this time of year. Normal business plans, especially in real estate, don't work because they lack the detail that this Real Estate Treasure Map is going to help you create for your own business plan. So take it seriously. Grab it. Request a free coaching call. One of our coaches will help you get started on it. It's our pleasure to, you know, help you guys set the stage to have the best year ever. So, Julie, I think we're on point six or point seven, right? And we're talking
seven.
About in the top – right, okay. And the topic is, can a – part-time agents, yes, you can experience full-time success. Now, this is a topic that a lot of agents were requesting. And it's interesting as we were going through these points yesterday, and you guys listened to yesterday's show to hear point one through six, is that all these points are relevant to every agent this time of year, again, because everyone's restarting. It's kind of like, well, you know, what do I need to do? What do I need to be focusing on? Go back and focus on the things that you know works, and the Real Estate Treasure Map is going to help you really define what those things are so you can drill down. So point number seven, Julie.
Yes, point number seven, follow your schedule, which contains dollar productive activity. Now, what does that mean? We talk about that all the time. The previous point was all about lead generation, lead follow-up, pre-qualify, present, negotiate, close. We know what those things are. But how do you actually implement? 80% of your real estate time should go to lead generation, pre-qualifying, and presenting specifically. Only 20% should go to preparation, getting ready to get started to someday possibly feel like launching into an action plan. But as agents, it's so common to see that flip-flopped, right? They spend 80% of their time getting ready to get started and polishing and tweaking and learning and perfecting, and maybe 20% of the time on lead generation. This is exactly why not every agent you know is a powerful listing agent. Most of them are not, because it takes 80% of your time going to that lead generation where you're finding not just buyers, but also buyers with something to sell, or somebody that's got just something to sell. So flip-flop that, especially if you're part-time. Go ahead.
Here's the confusing part. If you're getting into real estate, if you've only been in real estate for a decade, here's where it gets confusing. And I'm sorry if no one's told you this before, and I mean that with all sincerity. You think that the only way for you to lead generate is to buy leads. A lot of people are coming up in the industry, and I'm talking brokers, office managers, agents. You guys really, truly believe that the only way to generate business is to buy it. That is an enormous mistake. It is the biggest mistake you're going to make of your career, I promise you. We've talked on the radio show countless times about the fallacy of buying leads. The reality is that most of the leads you guys buy, they're not going to be ready to purchase for months, sometimes a year out. NAR studies have proven this fact. So do research all this yourself, listen to past radio shows. And so you guys rationalize, well, I'm going to buy a bunch of leads that 6 months, 12 months from now might do a transaction. They won't necessarily do the transaction with you. You guys are really, the probability of having bought leads as your business model working out for you in the short, near, or long term is almost zero. Now, do I believe in buying leads? We do. If you can buy leads after you have your core spokes in place, and those core spokes have to be the spokes that you're generating the leads yourself, when you have those spokes in place, and then there's literally only so much time and effort you can really put forth every day self-generating your own business. After that's in place, after you've mastered that, if you want to supplement with buying leads, ZBuyer or one of these other sources, go for it. But know that they're not going to be the same quality as the leads you can generate yourself. They never will be. Here, think. I'll make it super simple for you guys. Would you rather right now see a little light go off or a buzz go off on your phone or your desktop telling you you have an email from a referral from somebody for $1 million listing that's basically the person has to sell one referral, or would you rather get even 100 leads? Think about that. You know, would you rather basically get 100 leads or would you rather get one kick-ass referral? Of course you'd rather have the referral because you know it's going to pay you quicker. You know it's real business. The other things are just highly speculative. I know this intuitively makes sense to you guys. Don't fight it. And if we're the only ones that are telling you this, guys, then you're lucky to have found the truth. So do something with it. Learn to self-generate, and you won't have to tolerate. You won't have to tolerate people selling you leads. You won't have to tolerate all the ups and downs in your income. Learn to generate, and you will have the control of your business. You will have a real business. You will have cash flow, and that cash spurts. Wouldn't that be nice? Make it happen. Not that difficult. Point number, Julie?
Eight. Yes, point number eight.
Go for it.
Use a transaction coordinator, otherwise known as a TC, for efficiency. It's worth it for you not to be stuck in the weeds when you could be generating, presenting, and closing instead. Oh, but I'm only a part-time agent. I don't really have my career launched yet. Transaction coordinator is a micro expense to getting your deals done efficiently, assuming that you find a good one and they're not overcharging you. Okay, and every major market has plenty of contract TCs. Most of your offices supply you with a transaction coordinator. Some of you guys just, you know, I know you use it as an excuse not to be prospecting, lead generating, you know, door knocking, making your calls, reaching out, going to past client center of influence events. Oh, I've got to manage my deals. We hear it all the time, right, Tim? I mean, this is like one of the most common places to hide out from business.
It is. So, and you know what? I had a coaching call, a makeup coaching call this morning. A guy that absolutely kicks butt, and you guys in California, he dominates 909, you know, the zip code. And then so he wanted to move to 92651, Orange County, so he did. He's keeping his 909 business. He's moving to 92651. But here's the interesting thing. He's been so dominant 909 for so long, making just millions of dollars, that he's absolutely paralyzed that he won't be able to repeat his success in 92651. The sale price is higher, you know, all these things. He has all these excuses. And what he's using as his greatest excuse is his getting ready to get started, organizing, you know, polishing, you know, changing this, updating that, all these excuses other than just doing the real work. And as a result of that, he's not experiencing any success in this new zip code. You guys are going to be doing the same thing. Everyone falls prey to that. It's just basically, here, I'll cut through it. This is the most honest way to look at getting ready to get started, and it won't. And I promise you, it's going to. Some of you are going to be offended. Be offended, but just hear me out. It's lazy. You're just being lazy. When you're doing anything other than the things that are going to put a paycheck in your pocket, put you in a position to help somebody, and you're essentially making lists and creating all this crap to do other than being directly in front of a potential seller and then a buyer. We prefer you guys hunt sellers, obviously. When you go about it that way, when you think in terms of what can I be doing to help somebody and make a paycheck today, that's where your highest and best energy should be spent. Everything else you guys should and must delegate or just don't do. Do it, delegate it, or ditch it is a mantra that's been around for a long time. We didn't create that. Somebody else did. But it is really good. Do it, delegate it, or ditch it. The one thing you cannot delegate, one thing you should never delegate, is your lead generation. You should always do that yourself. Now, like I said, after you have some really good spokes in place for lead generation where you're consistently taking business, then yes, you can add paid lead generation. But for now, please do not use getting ready to get started as your excuse not to do the real work. Otherwise, you're never going to make any real money. Guys, if you're not putting yourself in a position to hear no, if you're not being put yourself in a position every single day, let's just say a minimum of 5 times, realistically 10 times a day, for someone to reject you, okay? It's a mindset, then you're not doing your job. You guys should write that down. It's kind of, you know, it's a scary but true thought. If you're not putting yourself in a position where you can be rejected at least 5, maybe 10 times a day, you're not going to be successful at this or anything else. You have to be asking questions, use our scripts, where people will say yes or they'll say no or they'll say maybe and you have to ask another question. You have to be a salesperson. That's the reality of this industry and any industry where you're going to make any real money. That's the truth. You guys know it. Those of you who are coaching members, you know it. You live that life. You've embraced it for the most part, and you're making the most of it. Next point, Jules.
I was just thinking, you know, I'm in a position to get rejection all the time, being that the three-year-old is in the no, I don't want to phase. That's what popped in my mind.
Zoe,
anyway.
Yeah, right. No, I okay. don't want to. No, Mama, I don't want to.
Not a problem for me. Number 9, no agents to refer business to when you get overscheduled, and track those referrals. This is not necessarily just for part-time agents. Some of you guys hit a stage of overwhelm, and then you stop. You know, we know, because when we call for your coaching calls and your voicemail is full, we know you're overwhelmed when you blow off your voicemail. And then the funny thing is, when we do get through to you, what's the point of the coaching call? I don't have enough leads. It's kind of like, really? So know some agents to refer business to when you get overscheduled and track the referrals. Eliminate the feeling of, what if what I'm doing works really well? I'm not ready to handle it through referring if you have to. There's nothing wrong with that. And by the way, you don't have to refer within your company. It's always nice to do that if you've got agents you can count on and will take good care of that referral business. But you can also go to the Facebook page. There's lots of referrals going back and forth there. So it's okay to refer overage. It's not okay to blow off that business or not to generate it in the first place. Does that make sense, Tim? I think sometimes agents feel weird about that.
Here's the mistake, again, a lot of new agents make. Is they're going to fill their schedules with their limited time with buyers. And so they're just going to have all these buyers. And you know what? Buyers, guys, at the end of the day, are never going to be as motivated as a have-to-sell seller. So buyer business is not as valuable as listing business, as selling business. Buying business is easy to get and easy to work with because working with a buyer is social. It's more physical labor. In other words, you have to go out there and show the house. Unfortunately, what a lot of you guys will discover is in an interest rate environment like we're experiencing where there's uncertainty in the marketplace, these buyers are never going to buy. Because, guys, remember what I'm telling you now. There's no such thing as a buyer that has to buy because they can always rent. They can always stay put. But when on the listing side of the equation, there are sellers that have to sell. They've inherited the property. They have to relocate. They own 2 homes at once. There's new construction. I mean, the list of sellers that have to sell is long and powerful and profitable. So focus on that end of the business. So when you're deciding where to, you know, again, targeted here towards new agents for our call today or show today, is if you're trying to decide where to put your best energies every day, there's nothing wrong, and I think it's a great idea that you have maybe 2 or 3 buyers at all times, and that's it. But those buyers have to meet all of our buyer criteria. Listen to past radio shows. Coaching members, we have a very specific list of the buyer, basically determining whether they're truly an A buyer or not. And then if they're not, then you need to delegate them. You need to refer them out to another agent and collect a referral fee on them. The best agents, most profitable agents I know in the country, by the way, who are primarily listing agents, these are guys that generally speaking keep their profiles low. They're not up on stage. They're not trying to draw a lot of attention to themselves. They just go to work every day. They do their business. They take their listings. They sell the listings. They will not be focusing on buyers. They refer the buyers out to other agents. They do not have buyer's agents. They do not want to waste their time managing people. They want to basically focus on listing agents, and they refer those buyer leads out. And here's a little epiphany for a lot of you. Oftentimes, the referral fee is greater than the amount of money that they would make had that agent work directly for them as a buyer's agent. So you can
That's
make
true.
More money referring a buyer out. Yeah. And so what listings or what buyers will they keep? Generally speaking, they'll keep the buyers who are also selling a house with them. All the other buyers will be delegated out or referred out. So open your mind to the fact that your best energies, especially if you have limited time, which isn't just part-time agents, it's everybody, your best energies must be spent mastering the skills to go after sellers. But yes, it's a good idea to have two or three buyers out there. If you have the luxury of choosing price ranges, try to choose them at different price ranges, because then you're getting to know the market as well. Okay? Don't get stuck in the paradigm of basically just going from, you know, thinking you have having a big pool of buyers is a good idea. Because what's going to happen is your spring is going to get essentially filled nights and weekends. You're going to be like, you know, you're going to work every night. You're going to work every weekend chasing houses for buyers, and then the next thing you know, the summer's going to be halfway over, and you're not going to have made any money, and you're going to blame it on the buyers. You're going to say, I had 10 buyers, and you know they all looked like great buyers, and none of them bought anything. Really, two of them bought something. You could use that same amount of energy and easily taken, you know, dozens of listings. Guys, it just makes sense. We're thinking and trying to get you to think like business owners, like entrepreneurs, so take action on this. Julie, we have time, I think, for one more point.
Yes, you got it. Point number 10 is easy. Well, depends on your situation, I suppose. Discuss with spouse, family, et cetera, what it's actually going to take and get their support. It makes it so much harder if you're trying to spend that 2 hours in the evening on the phone generating leads for yourself. If you're going to the office or your home office and your spouse is mad at you because they didn't understand what it was going to take to get this off the floor, it's not going to be forever. Remember, the jet does not just keep taking off out into outer space. It reaches cruising altitude, but you've got to discuss that and get the support. It's so much easier when you have that support from friends, family, certainly broker, spouse, et cetera. So point number 11, ask for help when you need it. Part-time agents are common and welcome in all of our coaching programs. We have pilots, firefighters, teachers. We even have a real rocket scientist, okay? I saw it in her profile. I'm like, uh-huh, sure you are. And then I talked to her, and she actually does work at the Jet Propulsion Lab in L.A., okay, a real rocket scientist. So it, just because you're part-time doesn't mean that you're not welcome in coaching. Please make sure you raise your hand so we can take good care of you. And I think point number 12, Tim, we can probably round out if unless
sure,
you want to
have
one of these. Okay, point number 12, don't listen to anyone who tells you that you can't do it. It's not up to them. It's up to you. Remember the saying, if it's meant to be, it's up to me mentality, and take massive action daily. Usually people telling you that you can't do it, can't see themselves doing it, failed at doing it themselves, can't see the clear path. But remember, it's not up to them. It's up to you. You're the one who puts one foot in front of the other. You're the one who straps that headset on, not them. And even, you know, there are brokers and office managers that will say, we're not going to take you to the office until you're, you know, full-time. Well, what does that even mean, right? I mean, how many full-time agents are out there where if we were to shadow them, they're really secretly part-time agents? So if you're hearing that, it's probably not the right environment for you. It's okay to go to the next office interview, if that makes sense.
It does. So listen, guys, the actions that you take from today's radio show, whether you're a brand new agent about to become an agent, congratulations, by the way, or whether you're, you know, somewhere in the middle or a grizzled veteran, take action. Don't wait around for things to come to you. Stop waiting around for the email with the lead or the voicemail for the lead to come to you. Realize that the market is changing in different parts of the country. Hey, by the way, we're going to be on Dottie Herman, the CEO of Prudential, her radio show tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about the changing market in New York City. So if you guys are in New York City, I think it's on AM 870, or you guys can Google it, and you can find that radio show and listen to it. But we're going to be specifically talking a lot about the changing market in New York City. And there's a perfect example. New York City, basically, the hot price range now is between $1 million and $2 million. Less than or greater than $1 million to $2 million, the market has months, in some cases years, of inventory. I assure you that that same exact market shift is coming to you soon. It's going to be happening in your marketplace as well. That is how these things happen. They very rarely, like never, a slowdown or a shifting market, hardly, I don't even think of it, there's a single historical example. If you guys know of one, let me know, where basically the change started in the low end. It always starts in the high end first. And this is what's happening. It's happening in L.A. It's happening in Miami. It's happening. None of these things, and you're in those markets, you guys know what I'm saying is true. The rest of you who are still in denial that there could possibly be a change in the market, it's probably just because you haven't been in the business long enough. You haven't experienced it. You haven't actually seen what it's like when the market shifts. It's up to you to be ready for that market shift. It's up to you to know what's happening in your marketplace. And, guys, take action on it. The greatest fortunes in the history of history have always been made during the greatest times of change. And we are, anyone want to question whether we're in one of those times now? So take action on this. Start with the very basic step of completing your real estate treasure map. If you've not done that yet, guys, I'm honestly scared for you for this year because you're really starting to start the year on with no real plan. Get your treasure map done. Request a free coaching call. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com and we will help you. Guys, we're going to help you have the best year ever. If you ever need us for anything, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. So we're going to do remember, we're going to be on Dottie Herman's radio show. That's tomorrow, it's Saturday morning. So if you guys want to tune into us for a live show, just go to her radio show. Google Dottie Herman radio show and you'll see the direct link. You can listen online or obviously listen on your radio. I think she might be also on Sirius too. I'm not sure. But in any event, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk with you on the radio or Dottie's show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris. Thank you.